Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I think we're getting pretty close to vehicular manslaughter being proven here. I mean, for a while there, I was kind of thinking, I don't know if there's enough to quite get her on that. But I feel like there probably is at this point. I mean, there's a hair of his on the, you know, the light itself. Everyone can interpret, you know, bodily injury in different ways on this. Of it, was it a vehicle strike? Was it not? I mean, yeah, there's different interpretations there. But I think we're almost to that point, if we're not already past it. But we're really kind of getting closer to second degree murder because we're showing consciousness that he's outside and she has this knowledge before they actually find him in the snow. And I know they're going to go, well, like I just said, maybe this, maybe that. But how else are you going to have that knowledge? How else are, I mean, whether it's like right there consciously or not, or just a really bad feeling that something bad happened last night and I forgot it or pushed it away and here it is coming back.
Yeah, Tony, I think that the vehicular homicide charge was the strongest to begin with, in part because my reading of that charge doesn't require Karen Reed to even have known that she made contact with John O'Keefe. My reading of it is that so long as Karen Reed was drunk and driving and caused the death of another person through those actions, that's pretty much it, man. And so vehicular homicide is looking pretty darn favorable for the prosecution right now. And like you said, I think we're inching towards the second degree murder. I think the second degree murder is a higher bar, of course, and requires sort of a higher mental state and perhaps some intentionality or at least volitional conduct. And so we'll see if we get there.
Yeah, I'm really wondering if we're going to get there. And the thing is, all of this, every single piece of this, all preventable in terms of anybody getting this far, because I mean, this is just testimony from these two in Karen's own words. She talks about, yeah, I was saying this, I was saying that. And she's still giving interviews. Like, to this day, she's still giving interviews with Alan Jackson by her side to, like, local television and stuff. And it's not coming across good. What is going on here with this defense of Karen Reed? I mean, is this just more of a publicity fest now for the attorneys? Or are they actually trying to defend Karen Reed? Because it feels like they're really up against a wall. And the more Karen opens her mouth, the deeper her hole gets.
It's hard to get a read on why defense counsel is permitting this to go on because, yeah, like you said, Karen Reed is outside of the courtroom steps almost every day having, heated exchanges about the facts of this horrible death of John O'Keefe. And they're not, she's not always coming off great, and she's not always consistent. And sometimes she's saying things that could be used against her. And so why in God's name do we allow her to keep doing that? Is it some sort of benefit to the attorneys? I have no idea. But gosh, if I was counsel on that, I would ratchet that up immediately. And there would be no public statements until the end of the trial because it's just too risky.
I don't know why they keep letting her speak or just say when she gets out of court, shut up. You're not, the jury is not the 8 Karen Reed supporters that are left in front of the courthouse wearing their pink shirts. The jury is in the courtroom. So her going out and making her smug remarks every single day, I don't know what the hell they're thinking. This does not look good. It certainly rallies them up because they're going to believe that the family, all these friends and family, went down to the corpse of John O'Keefe and put their phone in front of him to unlock it for some reason. It's just, it's getting completely laughable at this point. And you can believe that maybe Karen Reed is factually innocent if you don't think there's enough evidence lining up to prove that she actually hit him or that she is completely innocent without believing the whole story of the he got beat up in the house and all these people conspired against him. You don't need that for that to exist. But the more they keep going down that road, the more it just, in my opinion, it seems to make them look like they're making a lot of shit up. And if you're making a lot of shit up, the jury's going to go, what else are they making up? I'm going to convict her on all the counts because it seems like they're really making things up. And if they weren't making all this up over here, I think you got a much better chance of maybe her getting acquitted or just, you know, manslaughter. This does not seem to be playing well for Karen at this point.
Totally. It looks super shady, Tony. And gosh, that's the last way you want to look in front of a jury who's deciding your fate in a homicide case. You know, there are other defenses that could have been considered. You know, perhaps Karen Reed drove away and John O'Keefe was wasted or intoxicated. I don't mean to speak poorly about him, but I'm just saying in theory,
yeah.
He could have slipped and hit his head and something like that. There are a number of different avenues defense could have explored that are not John O'Keefe went into this house of cops and they were his friends and they killed him and then staged this cover up and framed Karen Reed. That's just a far-fetched leap that I'm not sure the jurors are prepared to make.
Let's watch a little bit of The Cross with Alan Jackson, and I want to get your opinion of how he's coming across to the jury, the way he is handling the witness. This is a little bit longer clip, but let's
I don't
take a
need
look.
To see my transcript. I know what I know and I know what I remember. So
that's not my question. I'm not asking you what you remember now. I'm asking how you testified a year ago, ma'am.
Whether I said it was as we're fighting over silly words, whether I said it was as I got out of the car, are we there?
Words matter. They matter a lot.
Okay, so remember, Mr. Jackson, no comments. Ms. Tell you answer his question.
Okay.
Do you remember exactly how it is that you testified last year?
I do not, no.
May I approach?
Yes.
Thought we clipped that part out, but I'm going to move forward in this.
But it's a little bit different than what you stated.
Testified in substance.
Let me just give some context here, too. This is Alan Jackson.
I see what it says, I said, but it's a little bit different than what you stated.
Arguing with her about what the way she phrased getting out of the car and whether she basically inserted the words, and then I walked towards him and then saw Karen Reed, or omitted the part of walking towards him and just got right to the point of when I saw Karen Reed. We're literally arguing over the semantics of if she put that into the context of the sentence of I moved closer and then saw him or just saw them immediately. And I don't know where this is
okay,
going.
Then let's walk through that. Did you indicate last year that as you got out of the vehicle, that's when you could see what Miss Reed was doing with John O'Keefe, down to the detail of pulling her shirt up and pulling his shirt up to try to go skin to skin?
I object.
Why don't I see it side by side? Why don't you bring it to Mr. Jackson, please?
And then we got more sidebar. But the badgering here of her just, it doesn't seem like it's coming off well.
Last year on this subject, answer, I was on the passenger side, so as I got out, she was already at John. Question. So she gets out and essentially makes a beeline over to where John was. Answer, correct. Question. And you're getting out of the passenger side, and by the time you come around the car, she's already there. Answer, yes.
And they're in a state of panic and shock at this moment in time, too. I mean, what? I don't know how this is gotcha moment. How do you think it's reading to a jury?
Bro, who cares? These are nitpicky, irrelevant, frivolous differences or alleged differences. You know, as a defense attorney, sometimes you lose the forest for the trees, and you're, you know, you jump on something. Oh, she said something different last time, but does it really matter if there was a difference? It does it matter to waste the jury's time to talk about that and potentially come off as a jerk to the witness? That's not a win.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it feels like it's coming across right now. And it was painful watching this because it's like, come on, like this, less is more here. You're, I know he thought he's going to go in there and really nail Jen McKay, but she's holding her own. This is Jackson trying to get her on, talking about what was happening, who she was talking to in the fog of war. So John's there, he's on the ground. They realize he's probably dead. Jen McCabe is trying to can't maintain some sanity here and tell people what she's seen and what's going on. And again, Jackson really grilling her on little technicalities that don't matter. Let's take a look at this.
Again, I think all the phone call, all the conversations were about what was happening in the present time.
And literally this was a couple of hours after this incident, correct? When everything was freshest in your mind.
These conversations were at the scene when Miss Reed was running around screaming.
Were you also interviewed by Officer Mullaney?
Again, there were many officers there that I spoke to.
Ms. McCabe, do you understand my question? Do you understand the last question I asked?
If I spoke to an Officer Mullaney?
Correct.
Again, I could have. I am not sure. I don't remember every officer. It was a chaotic scene. I had just found my friend on the ground.
So the answer is, I don't remember. Correct?
I don't remember speaking to
you. That's what she said.
Sorry.
Later that morning, you did have a conversation with Officer Lang. You actually do remember, correct?
Yes, correct.
What you told Officer Lank, or Sergeant Lank, was that you received a phone call from Kaylee's phone and that Karen Reed was distraught because John never came home, correct?
I told him she was, I don't remember the exact words, but I told him something like she was hysterical and screaming and said John never came home.
You never mentioned that she said anything about a fight during that initial phone call, correct?
Again, I'm not sure what exactly was said during that initial phone call.
So he's trying to like catch her, like trying to concoct the conspiracy in the scene of finding John O'Keefe and then keep her story straight or something. They better be relying that nobody on this jury has ever been in a traumatic situation where they had to call police or had to do something because... Yeah, you don't necessarily sit there. Well, let me give you every single thing that they talked about that night. You're not doing that in that moment. You're just trying to save your friend's life and get to some basic information out. It's not sit down and have a deposition time. And he knows that. But, I mean, does he think the jury is that stupid?
You know, of course, Tony. And on top of that, there's kind of a tactical approach to consider. So, look, when you're dealing with a police officer or an expert witness, it's okay to be aggressive and edgy and push them and stuff like that. But when you're dealing with just a simple witness whose friend died and went through this traumatic scenario where the friend is outside freezing to death in the cold, it doesn't make sense to be so insensitive, to be so harsh in your cross-examination with her. The jury's going to be like, what are you doing to this lady? You know, she didn't ask to be here.
He's a good attorney too. Like, is he too close? Is he too close to this case where it's just like he is not seeing how this is looking to everyone else in the room, including the jurors?
You know, it's easy to kind of get that tunnel vision. And when you're preparing for a case and you're in the defense war room and you're in the echo chamber and everyone's agreeing with you and you're getting all rah-rah and psyched up about it, you can get lost in that. Yeah. And sometimes that causes you to be detached from the way that other people are feeling and how they're perceiving what you're doing in the courtroom. And so you've got to maintain a check on that and be mindful of that, because you can take it too far and really rub the jury the wrong way.
I mean, if they're only listening to their own echo chamber right now over in the free Karen Reed camp, with, and I'm not talking if you just think she's innocent, but the free Karen Reed camp where they're wearing the pink shirts and think the dog, you know, did something to him. They're, I mean, it's like two totally different worlds. It's like they're watching a different trial than other people over here who are being more objective. And I think each side can go to such an extreme, but that it's just amazing how people are not seeing really like what is going on directly in front of them. Let's watch one more clip on this. And I have one more question for you. This is how court wrapped up the other day before they had a break on a Thursday. Let's take a look at
there are this. Certain things I will never forget, Mr. Jackson.
Including the fact that you never, ever, ever said, she said the words "I hit him" to a grand jury when you were asked about it 3 months after this.
Right. She said, "I hit him, I hit him, I hit him."
You never told that to the grand jury, did you?
I don't remember specifically that every grand jury and everything I said, but I can tell you with 100% accuracy, she screamed, "I hit him, I hit him, I hit him."
And you never said that to the grand jurors.
I don't recall if I did.
You were there to get the truth, correct?
The truth is, she said, "I hit him, and I hit him, I hit him."
You were asked that specific question at the grand jury. What did she say at the scene in front of the female EMT? And you know what your answer was? You do, because you just read it.
I wasn't asked what she was said
what
at the scene.
What was the answer to that question?
I'm objecting.
The objection sustained. Ask one more clear question, Mr. Jackson.
What was the answer you gave in answer to the question about what was said by Ms. Reed to the EMT, the female EMT at the scene? What did you say she said?
I don't know if I was asked specifically what she said to a female EMT.
All right, we're going to end this now.
Your Honor, may I have one more question?
Go ahead.
I can't end it like this.
Jurors, ignore the comments of counsel. Ask one question, Mr. Jackson.
Literally shut down by the judge like a petulant child. I just want one more cookie. One more thing to say. Did Alan Jackson go out that night and feel confident, like, I'm nailing this? Or, like, is it a nail, like, nailed it? Like, I really nailed it? Or, like, one of those where you make something that you saw online and it turns out nothing like it's supposed to be, nailed it?
You know, hard to say, but from a defense perspective, what's the last thing you want in front of the jury repeatedly over and over again to talk about repeatedly? That's Karen Reed's alleged statement. I hit him, I hit him, I hit him. And Alan Jackson's approach is allowing Jennifer McCabe to repeat that over and over to the jury. I hit him, I hit him, I hit him. That's horrible evidence for the defense. And he should have shut it down and locked it up. Instead, he let it happen.
It's like
and contributed to it happening.
He gave her a second chance to like reinforce everything she said the first day. What are you doing? This is working out better for the prosecution with your line of questioning, I think, even than the prosecution's line of questioning. It was just shockingly a train wreck. But there's a lot to come. The defense, they still have their turn. We haven't gotten to the Proctor world of things yet. They, you know, probably need to hope that that's going to land pretty well, because there's a lot of character issues there. But I wouldn't say this is going as well as they planned thus far. Do you think this is where they want it to be in terms of the defense of Karen Reed?
I think it's going much more poorly to the defense at this stage than the first trial had been going at this stage. And I think that they don't have a lot of you know, bombshells to drop. There's the Trooper Proctor thing, but does that really go to guilt or innocence? That's questionable.
Doesn't.
And then there's the dog bite thing. Does that really align with their conspiracy that John O'Keefe was killed by people inside the house? Not really. And so I don't know what else they have up their sleeve. I'll be interested to see, but better have something good.
They better.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now.
now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.